Hello and welcome to a Wednesday on The Conversation, and no doubt a Wednesday where you are too. Now, the debate over healthcare costs has sucked a lot of air out of other health-related issues, including an understanding of just how healthy Americans are relative to where they live. Today, a national group released its annual rankings of counties within each state. In Hawaii, between last year and this year, Kauai County switched places with Honolulu to take the top spot. Maui County remained at third, and Hawaii County is at the bottom of the list. We called Julie Willems-Van Dyke, the director of the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Group, and I asked her what larger national trends she saw this year.
As we looked at the data that compiles the county health rankings and looked at it across the nation, we did see some alarming trends in premature death this year, Beth Ann. After years of seeing decreasing rates of premature death, beginning in 2012, we started to see it inch up and then saw a fairly significant rise from 2014 to 2015. What we found was 85% of what contributed to that increase in premature death from 2014 to 2015 was happening in the lives of people in the prime of their lives, people 15 to 44 years of age. And that was very disconcerting to us. In the older group, the 25 to 44-year-old group, it was an alarming increase in drug overdose deaths. And in the younger group, the 15 to 24-year-old group, it was a combination. There were some drug overdose deaths, but also motor vehicle crashes and homicides and suicides. So a combination of a variety of injuries, all of which are things that we can prevent. And these are things that community members can come together to take action on to change the conditions that lead to those injuries.
What did you see happening in the communities where this wasn't happening? What do they have in place, perhaps, that the rest of the communities that are dealing with this don't?
There's a variety of things that community members can come together and do. So we know that if we can prevent childhood exposure to trauma, that's important. And there's programs such as the nurse home visitation program that communities can deploy to support families. We know if we create safe space for youth and young adults in schools where they feel like they're supported by adults, and if there's bullying, that people deal with issues like that, that children will be better supported. We know that if kids are feeling like school isn't doing it for them, that there might be alternative ways of providing education, and we've seen a number of communities really look at truancy and look at kids early when they're disconnecting from school and finding really great alternative ways of helping support them in education.
It's interesting that you mentioned trauma. We've just had an annual International Trauma Convention in Hawaii, and at that conference, one of the things that has come out over the last couple of years, and certainly this year too, is that we look at trauma very differently now than we did 5 or 10 years ago, and actually weight that in how a child is experiencing life and what a child might need to be able to deal with it successfully.
Well, that's fabulous to hear, because that is exactly the kind of action that we need people in communities and states like yours to take, and to raise that kind of awareness with school teachers, with law enforcement, with people who interact with young people. We have a great example from our friends in the Menominee Nation, a Native American tribe in Wisconsin, where they were seeing very low rates of graduation, and they really did, it sounds like what you guys are doing, hone in on trauma and provide much stronger social-emotional support at school, including like a meditation room for when children are acting out. And with that kind of strong support in their school system and strong adult mentoring, they've seen their graduation rate rise from 60% to 92% in a few short years.
Looking at Hawaii and how Hawaii had some pretty good rankings there, given some of the issues that we've talked about that other places are dealing with, how is Hawaii compared to other states across the nation, other counties across the nation?
So you guys are doing quite well. When I look at your premature death rate from both your top-ranked county, Kauai, and your lower-ranked county, Hawaii, you're doing a really good job of attending to premature death. And that's because many of the elements that lead to that, like health behaviors and educational rates and employment, are all things that seem to be going fairly well in Hawaii.
In looking at the counties from Kauai all the way to Hawaii, part of the issue seems to be accessibility to medical care, and some of that obviously plays into length of life and quality of life. Even though we've done very well in all of that, how do we begin to change some of these factors where we have situations here, being an island state, that other states just don't have?
Well, I think this is the beauty of the county health rankings, is because what we've done here is provide you with information that members of your islands can go right to countyhealthrankings.org and look at the data themselves and see, here's what's most important to our community, here's where we're doing really well, here's where we have some challenges, and can think about what is the best local solution for us. We also at countyhealthrankings.org have a number of resources. We have a What Works for Health, which is a database of solutions for how people might address these issues. And again, there's a whole variety of things that people can look at. And we know one size doesn't fit all. And so people can look to those solutions and say, what would work best here in Hawaii or Oahu may not work as the same way if you're on the mainland?
As you look toward next year's rankings, will all of these same categories remain the same, or is there anything you think needs to be added that we should be looking at a little differently as we move into the future?
We have worked very hard to keep the same measures in place for our health outcomes measure, because that's the place where we can look at long-term trends. And we've also provided trend data, for example, for premature death, so people can see how they've been doing over the last decade and moving forward. When we look at the health factors measures, that's a place we regularly do update and add new measures, because we're always learning more about what contributes to health, and we want to empower local residents with the best information. So, for example, this year, that measure of disconnected youth, or youth aged 16 to 24 who are not in school and not employed, is a new measure we've added this year to help people understand that population in their community and think about where they can take action.
What about within clinical care? Because we know very clearly that we are still looking at what that care may mean and what may happen to bring that care, even though Obamacare will be continuing along for the foreseeable future. But what happens with Medicaid? What happens with access to care?
Yeah, we include a measure of the percent of the population that is uninsured, which, again, of course, Hawaii has done very well with, because you've got a long history of attending to that issue. And so we'll continue to look for measures there. We'll say one thing that does limit us sometimes is we have to look at measures that are available at the county level across the nation. And so sometimes that can be challenging in terms of the clinical care measures. But we have added measures, for example, about access to dental care and access to mental health care in response to users of the data saying this would be important information for us to have.
I want to thank you very much for the time.
Thank you very much.
Julie Williams Van Dyke is the director of the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps, a collaboration of the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Its rankings are out today.